For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Here's an op-ed from Delaware's The News Journal newspaper written by Peter N. Lang, the recently retired chief prosecutor of Delaware. Are we losing the war? Despite millions of dollars and crowded prisons, drugs are still a problem. Fact, the proliferation of illegal drugs over the past 30 or 40 years has profoundly impacted our world. From individual household tragedies to global foreign ramifications, no venue has been immune. Fact, billions of dollars are dedicated annually to eradicate foreign sources, to interdict supplies and suppliers, to arrest and punish those profiting from the drug trade, and to treat and counsel those consumers who sustain the market. Fact, drugs are more available today in larger quantities and from more disparate sources than ever before, and the sophistication of drug distributors has paralleled the increased expenditure of resources to stem the tide. Drug profiteers are parasites on American society. The removal of corner street vendors or larger regional distributors or of international drug cartels has provided minimal temporary relief in that the profit motive will always provide a replacement. Whether it is the dealer at 22nd and Lamont in Wilmington or the poppy farmer in Afghanistan, someone will always fill the void. I have profound respect for the law enforcement officers with whom I have worked and who have dedicated themselves to attacking those drug traffickers who keep the supply lines open. A multi-kilo bust in New Castle County is not dissimilar to federal prohibition agents in Chicago in the 1920s knocking down the door of a warehouse and chopping up beer kegs. It feels good, but we know how successful prohibition efforts proved to be. The overwhelming majority of Delawareans are not drug dealers, but we pay dearly for those who are. We pay out of pocket for law enforcement, courts, lawyers, corrections, and therapy. We pay for property loss and personal injury through theft, burglary, robbery, and worse, and we continue to sacrifice a portion of each generation to the drug epidemic. Question, what have we gotten from our efforts? An argument could be made that if not for the money spent to date on the drug war, we would be experiencing more profoundly negative consequences of the drug market, legions of additional addicts, increased crime, and more suffering. That may be so. I do strongly sense, however, that the returns on our efforts and the financial commitments to this war have had minimal lasting impact. If I am able to order up substantial quantities of drugs from a selection of dealers in New Castle County on short notice, this war is being waged behind blue smoke and mirrors. It is not popular to raise thoughts of decriminalization or of abandoning those efforts that we have been pursuing for decades. Politicians do consider it to be career suicide. Mr. Letang continues for several paragraphs more, and I want to commend him for his bold statement. Drug war, threat, or menace. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.